Friends, very good evening to you. And hey, it'd be at 6:31, 45 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Robbie Rosenhaus, there on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze, right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan, New York City.
You know, we knew we had to respond as a group, and that's what this group did tonight.
And they score! Jesper Foss put it underneath, and the Rangers grab a 1-0 lead.
The dream is still alive after all this time. Say no, I knew it would survive.
This win is important for so many reasons.
Save! Another save by Lundqvist. Here's Kokanen with a shot. Save by Lundqvist. Shaw to the net. Save by Lundqvist. Oh, yeah. What a save by Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah, we got to bring the momentum that we gained into the next game. We got to play the same way. We got to take from the good things.
Down low, Nash. He scores! Great pass to Rick Nash.
1 minute to go in the Montreal. Moves down with it and shoots. Save! Lundqvist covers the rebound. Pacioretty around the net. 3 seconds to go. Hits the side of the net. Rangers win it!
I couldn't let it die.
Of course, thanks to MSG and thanks to the New York Rangers for their home win. And so tonight at 7, a little after Game 5. And now that the Rangers come off the rare home playoff win, they now have the away ice advantage with 2 of the 3 games left in Montreal, as you know. Game 3. We saw the Rangers looking more like the Ice Capades, Holiday on Ice. With those skating at Rockefeller Center with more energy and effort, Game 4 we saw from Tuesday night. And you saw the urgency, the desperation. And maybe tonight, after 0-4-12, they score on the power play. Today's Eli Manning press conference, where he denies any wrongdoing and makes it clear that he should be given the benefit of a doubt with those game-worn helmets. Well, the press conference is now available at most of your favorite memorabilia websites and comes in both audio and visual formats with a letter of authenticity signed by Eli himself with a notary and a number of witnesses from his legal and public relations team confirming the authenticity of the press conference from today, that Eli himself delivered it in, well, if not his own words, at least words that he approved. The New York Football Giants, and with the Jets schedule coming out in full form, only a few leaks at this point, the Giants schedule is out. And we'll get to that a little bit later on with their opener in Arlington, as you know, on a Sunday night, September 10. And they will play 3 more primetime games, and Christmas Eve they will play, New Year's Eve they will play as well. So the complete Giants and with the Jets schedule later on in the program, as we say in the trade from last night with the baseball, I think we can come to this kind of conclusion. If you play in New York City, you live and thrive with the home run. Small ball, you are not needed. You are not welcome in the Bronx or Queens. There is nothing small about the city that never sleeps. So you, Mr. Bunt, you, Mr. Hit and Run, you, Mr. Sacrifice Fly, you can spend your days and nights elsewhere, but here, here in the biggest and the best of cities, where bat meets ball in this city so tall, we live and die with the home run. Those balls that fly to the outer reaches of space, and some of those very long fly balls measured less in feet and more in miles, reaching those outer limits where baseballs go off to die. So, of course, as we saw from last night, Tanaka and the Yankees start a new streak. Tanaka and four more who made Chicago a whiter shade of pale hose. Remember when Chase made you think of a bank? Remember when Castro made you think of a Cuban dictator? Remember when Judge made you think of Judy? Remember when Hicks made you think of those from Trailer Park sitting in a Jerry Springer audience? Well, no more. Not when those names now make you think of some very large ball. A reminder, Mr. Small Ball, you are not welcome in the concrete jungle. Remember when we all thought Jay Bruce wasn't one for the city that never sleeps? Remember when we all thought he was so Smallville, more suburban than urban, more amber waves of grain, more village and hamlet, more Mayberry than 53rd and 3rd, so say the Ramones? Well, last night, with the two home runs, he made it 3-2 Metropolitans after Gazelman was either striking out batters and striking batters, either in the batter's box or on the bases, as he hit two in the batter's box and two more on the bases with that throw to first that managed to hit Hernandez and take out Duda. No easy thing to do for a Gazelman or any other pitcher. And, of course, we know from Duda with the hyper-extended left elbow, Darno, what else is new, also got hurt last night. So, tonight, when the Metropolitans, a little after 7, take on with Philadelphia, we're going to see Bruce at first. And here's the lineup real quick, and then we'll get you to the update, get to your calls, and we have a few guests coming up with the NBA and Ken Rosenthal with the baseball. Tonight, Bruce at first, and here's the lineup. Curtis Granderson in right leading off. Cabrera at short, the Cuban defector in left. Bruce batting number 4 and with his 6 home runs. And again at first base, Neil Walker will bat number 5 at second. Michael Conforto, a beneficiary of Duda going out, Bruce going over to first, and Michael Conforto in center. Reyes over at third, Syndergaard for the second time this year batting number 8, and Rene Rivera, he is catching.